Hey beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 8:15 p.m. here in Manipal. And yes, today is the fourth day where I couldn't run in the evening. I had to go to buy vegetables along with Seema. And we left it around 5:20 p.m. I didn't have a choice but to help her because getting the vegetables, you know, it's heavy lifting. And I'm just going there for the heavy lifting part of it. The whole selection part is handled by her. So I just went with the flow. She came once she brought chicken. So I went with her in our car. And it's a small market in Parkala where you get lots of vegetables and fruits and a lot of other items. So it was really nice just going around this market place and trying to see what's there, you know, for selling. And a lot of stuff, I think similarly in Hyderabad also we have the same thing. I know there's a fish market, there is a vegetable market vendor, there's a fruit section, and there's also a section where people are selling fried items and other snack items also. So spent around, I would say, an hour or so buying the vegetables, and then we headed back home at 6:30, and immediately I had to have my dinner, so lit the lamp, chanted my mantras, and then sat for my dinner. Sorry, not lunch, dinner. And dinner was roti and egg bhurji. And I also tried this peanut butter from the Whole Truth, dark chocolate peanut butter. And it really tastes yum. And I can really feel the pureness of it. I have tasted so many peanut butters from Pintola and other stuff also. I could feel the taste of vegetable oil. But in this, it was really pure and nice. And I think that's something which is really, really nice. And you feel nice having it. After that, Seema had made paisam with one of the millets. I do not know. I mean, she does not know what's that millet, but it's grounded powder which is there, and you know, we just wanted to finish it off. So she made this paisam with that. So I had one cup of that. I think I would say 1.5 cup of that lot. And then it's like carb loading for tomorrow's long run, right? So had that and got that finished. My dinner was over. And suddenly we got a sad news. One of my aunts, you know, she succumbed to, you know, burn injuries and in Coimbatore. So, yeah, we were shocked. It's a very sad to, you know, hear this news. And we all have to be very careful, you know. Life is so delicate, right? We think we are immutable. We are, you know, just one spark of fire can just destroy us. So, you know, we are just a speck of dust in this whole universe. And whoosh, anything can happen to us, right? So we have to be very careful, and not only careful but also appreciative of every day that's given to us. And every day we need to make sure that we live our life to the fullest, right? We have to make sure that we spread joy among people around us. We are happy and we make others happy and live a conscious life. And this is exactly what I've been trying to do for quite some time now. And I've got some good amount of success towards this, and I really want to lead my path in this direction. Hard fact is, everybody is going to die one day, right? You, me, everyone who's born on this earth will have to face death. But one thing that you need to be aware of is, even today when I was doing my workouts and other stuff, I was quite thinking about the same thing. How do you lead your life in such a way that every moment that you live, you're making it count, right? You're making it count for yourself and for others. Rather than, you know, having all nonsensical thoughts, why don't we push for constructive thoughts? Why don't we think in a way where it makes us grow as an individual, it really makes us grow as a person and really contribute towards the society? And this is exactly what I was discussing today when I had gone for my track workout in the morning. So I was joined in by Dr. Gayatri and Dr. Pranav, and we did this VO2 max workout, 4 minutes of all out and 3 minutes of recovery. And I was really tired after doing those intervals. And after the intervals, I was just discussing with Gayatri also. I said, my VO2 max definitely looks good, and but what I want is not longevity only, but also want to make sure that I'm contributing towards the betterment of the society, right? We should not just live long and be dharti ka bojh, right? Or burden on the earth. We have to live a life in a way where we keep contributing towards the society, try to help others as much as we can. And that's been my sole objective, as much as I can, to try to help people with whatever is possible from my side. So this gives me great happiness and pleasure, right? So today, we went for this track workout around 5:45 and we finished it around 7:15. It was a really nice workout, and Pranav was really doing well. It was really nice to see the paces he's getting. And after that, came home and did my cool down exercises and stretches before finally calling off, going for a nice shower to start off my day. I was feeling very hungry and tired, so went off for an early power nap, at around 9 o'clock. I had around 40-45 minutes of power nap, and then had a nice hot cup of coffee to start my day and start working on reviews, connects, and whatever other stuff that had to do related to investments. All those R&D stuff, I kept doing that. But one thing that I keep telling myself every time is to make others happy. And it's a big challenge. Believe me, it is not easy. Because every time there is something happening around, you're always first thinking about yourself, right? And not other people's needs. Now, I've always put myself in the other person's shoes before I speak to them. And this is the same conversations that I've been having with my son also, right? There are some tough conversations that I've been having. I've been telling my son that it's not just enough to study what's in the portion. Try to go beyond it, and make use of your time in such a way that you master whatever you're learning, whether it's SQL or Python or any other subject that you're learning. It's time that you focus on getting it 100% and even 200% right. So I've been having this tough conversations with him, and I've been trying to teach him about how to be a little more matured and a little more, I would say, taking ownership of his own, rather than me telling him what to do and what not to do. And I hope to see some changes in the future. But yes, it's a tough task, I would say. It's a tough nut to crack. I've been trying to work on this since Feb. And I would say I've got little success, but I don't think I'm happy with whatever success I've achieved. I still have a long way to go to change the perspective and mindset of my son. But yes, he's heading in the right direction, I feel. Let's hope that us shifting to UDP will really speed that process. So coming back to what I was talking about, making others happy, making sure that you put others in front of you. And that's one thing that I told my son also. that rather than putting yourself and your interests in the forefront, try to put other people's interests in the forefront, specifically your mom, your parents, and ask what is it that you want to do so that they will be also proud of you. And that is a very important conversation that a person needs to have with themselves, right? And those dialogues are something that even I had when I was going through the tough phase in my life, this transition from trying to really understand and make other people happy around me. But it takes effort. It's not an easy task. And everybody should try to do that, right? Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please take care. Om Shanti.